Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations out there across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com. And by the way, we are also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in America. We appreciate that. And we're also broadcasting some of the leading independent stations out there scattered in for good measure. And we appreciate being able to talk to America, the blue-collar workers out there. Always a pleasure, always a privilege. And, of course, we're also broadcasting via the Internet. We have a stream that's out there on most all of our radio affiliates. Plus, you can find us on iHeartRadio. You can find us on Player. You can find us on Spotify. We're on Odyssey. We're on Apple. We're on Amazon. And we're also streaming at my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com, and of course on a Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe on the Third Watch. Now, you can also find us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social. We're also on X, a.k.a. Twitter, as at Captain's America. And, of course, the Captain's America Third Watch.com is our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All righty, let's start out with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And then let's scoot on up here and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and also on Facebook at the Denise Simon Experience page. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Are you guys ready for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic,
for which it stands
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm just going to throw something in there for the heck of it. And then you can take it from there. Russia says they're earning less oil and spending more on the war. And so far, we're finding out the sanctions are working like a slow poison. Anybody?
As I mentioned yesterday, that both Moscow and Beijing, the way they're managing their countries, they're both in economic trouble. And, I think that Moscow thought that Beijing would necessarily help them out financially, but that's not certainly going to be the case. I think that there were some interesting things that were released yesterday by the State Department that showed letters that Moscow actually wrote to Kim Jong-un begging for ammunition. We're in some interesting times here with where our adversaries are in trouble, and I believe that's part and parcel of the reason that They had the financial summit last week, otherwise known as the BRICS summit last week in Johannesburg, where they invited a handful of countries to join the BRICS nation. So, of course, our State Department said that they weren't worried about it, and it's kind of nothing to see here, step over this problem. But it is a problem. I don't know who's running foreign policy, but, or even CIA here at this point. Both of them are failing.
Okay, Kyle.
Well, good morning, Denise. Back in 2022, Putin and President Xi signed what they call, I guess, the No Limits Partnership Agreement, which is supposed to be a wonderful sort of kumbaya thing for Russia and China. But can you tell us anything about, evidently there's a new map, an official map authorized by Beijing, which tends to annex some Russian territory? I mean, maybe Putin didn't know what he was getting involved in here.
You know, I can't really comment on that because I only saw the headlines. I'm not quite sure what the issue is, but it's an area of I guess what is Manchuria or parcel of Manchuria. It's called the Amur Annexation. It's like the southeastern corner of Siberia. China's arguing that it was once part of the Xing Dynasty, which takes us back to, the 1800s, early 1800s. So there must be something there that China wants. And I'm not too sure I know what it is, but I would say that this could maybe part some kind of a fracture in this relationship, but this Amur, it's spelled AMUR annexation. I take a look at it because it's kind of an interesting area.
All right, you hold that thought. The music's coming up. We're going to be going to break, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to opine, the number's 877-969-8600. We shall return. Don't go anywhere.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle, and I will take it right away. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, GEICO policyholders, listen up. They are in the area right now where the storm just came through. And they have mobilized their special storm teams, not only in Florida, but also in Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. So if the storm team does not or does hit your area and your vehicles are damaged or your home or your apartment or condo or whatever it is you have insured with GEICO, the GEICO team is on standby and they can get to you fairly quickly. Now, they're ready to provide you with immediate assistance, and their experienced claims specialists are available 24 hours a day as well, every day, to help you quickly resolve your claim and get back on your feet again. So, GEICO policy owners, write this phone number down. It's 1-800-841-3000. That's 1-800-841-3000. One more time, 1-800-841-3000. And you can file the claim there on the phone, or you can go to the GEICO mobile app. That's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO mobile app, by going to geico.com. And that'll take care of it, and away you go, and everything will be worked out. All right. Good luck, and hope that you made it through the storm without having any big problems. Now, let's go back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's go up pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
And now let's add Aaron from Colorado to the mix. Good morning, Aaron. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, Denise, what do you think about what I really was kind of saying? Kind of lost my train of thought of what I wanted to talk about tonight. But
does it have to do with Obama? Does it have to do with O'Connell and Biden and what happened yesterday?
Yeah, that's right, Mitch McConnell. That's right. Okay. Mitch McConnell turns into a scarecrow. Japan is putting tritium in the sea. People are looking for the Loch Ness monster. And Denise, I never heard your opinion on UFOs.
right. Well, there's one for you.
Goodness, Aaron.
What was that, Kyle?
Yeah, I just have to say to Denise, Denise, just like Chris Christie, you got the UFO question. There you go.
Yeah.
But let me start with McConnell first. Obviously, there are some health issues because I think this is the third time he's frozen. But I would say that the reason that he is necessarily trying to hang on is because there's a Democrat governor, and the Democrat governor is the one that's in power that would designate somebody to
yep.
take McConnell's place. And therein lies the problem. However, the Kentucky legislature did pass a thing that said that the governor can only choose a replacement from this particular list. And I don't know what the list looks like, but I would assume that it would be a Republican/conservative list. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Governor Beshear would follow that or not.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the UFO thing is concerned, I went for years and years and years and didn't really believe any of it. But I think about 10 or 15 years ago, I started to rethink some of that. And I do believe that something is clearly out there. I think our government knows a whole lot more than they're telling us. And it's really the reason that I think they're stonewalling is because we have some abilities, or it very likely it could be us. We have something known as the black budget. And the black budget is funded, you know, obviously with the federal dollars, and those monies, we don't know, one, how big that budget really is, and two, where those monies go, except that the reason that it's black is it's confidential, it's classified. Nobody is supposed to know where that money goes. So could it be something that the United States under black budget has worked on for years and years and years through government contractors like Skunk Works or, you know, any of the other clandestine programs? And could we be doing it in cooperation with some other countries? Something else is out there. We can't be the only form of life in the universe, whatever that universe is. And we're finding out that the universe is actually bigger than we thought the universe was.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, as long as they're hiding something, then I think that there's something real.
Kyle?
All right. Well, first of all, I want to say we love it when Aaron calls. I couldn't resist. I couldn't. So next time I'll probably get the UFO question. Very interesting answer too, Denise. I appreciate it. Okay. So, you know, we were talking about Mitch McConnell. This is going to point up the issues with Biden as well, because if we're talking about media talks about McConnell, they're going to have to talk about Biden.
Or Dianne Feinstein.
Indeed, you're right about that. And so I think voters, especially young voters, don't you think, are really going to want to take a turn, you know, towards a more youthful, at least a more vigorous candidate, whether it be for president or what have you?
Well, they already have. But, you know, the youth vote, the Gen Z vote, whatever, the millennials, you know, they can't. You know, if they don't live in that state, then they don't have a vote in California or Kentucky. But they do for, you know, the federal office of president. So they've already said they want somebody younger. They're using all kinds of adjectives to describe Biden. Now, there's an interesting book that just came out called The Last Politician. And I would suggest that we necessarily get our hands on it, because Franklin Foer, I think is how you pronounce his last name, F-O-E-R, he writes for The Atlantic, but he was apparently given unprecedented access to people inside this White House, and he was doing interviews about all things Biden. And apparently, it's really confirmed that he's not, you know, managing government, managing the White House, managing policy, managing anything. And it's because of his age and because he's tired and because of this and because of that. So I have it on my list to grab that book, see if I can get into it this weekend. But, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, there's something, some, I don't know if it's a National Security Council. I don't know if it's lobbyists. I don't know if we've got some unknown czars that are in this White House, but somebody's running this government that is hidden and unnamed. And the other thing that concerns me is that the Biden administration is a defiant administration, and that includes out of the Department of Justice and the FBI. They're defiant. They're not following the Supreme Court decisions. They're not doing it when it came to, they flipped out and they're going, you know, in the back door on all things abortion. They're doing the same thing on forgiving student loans. They're in defiance of the law when it comes to immigration. They're in defiance of normalcy when it comes to enforcing sanctions on rogue people across the world and rogue countries across the world. So something is really happening in that I don't know how to, and they're not ashamed. Mm-hmm. They're not ashamed of scandal. They don't care. And it seems to be working. I don't know what the checks and balances are, but it's not. It's from our side, the checks and balances are not working. They're not cooperating with the Oversight Committee, and that includes the National Archives. So we have a rogue government ourselves, and rogue agencies. I mean, something, it includes pretty much every agency that there is. We got the Secretary of Commerce over there in Beijing right now, kissing Beijing's butt. The Department of Defense invited literally a terrorist to speak at a forum, an Iranian terrorist.
Okay, you're going to get cut off, so I got to let you go. All right, and there it goes right there. All right, well, thank you very much, Denise. We appreciate it. And, Kyle, we will catch you right after this break and with the Military and Veterans News segment, my friend. All righty, don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Idalia is leaving Florida with record storm surge levels along the state's west coast. In Perry, Governor Ron DeSantis says storm surge is the major problem.
They did get a lot of water down there. They have not received any call regarding a fatality as a result of that storm surge.
It made landfall early Wednesday morning as the strongest hurricane to hit Florida's Big Bend area in 125 years. Idalia is now downgraded to a tropical storm, moving over Georgia and the Carolinas tonight. The stars of Late Night are joining forces for a podcast focused on the ongoing Hollywood writers' strike. Spotify announced Tuesday that Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, and John Oliver strike Force 5. Spotify says the podcast will share once private chats between the Late Night hosts who started meeting in May after the Writers Guild of America went on strike. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen, and this is a regular daily feature on the program at this time. And the Military Veterans feature is brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy. Their website is simply naa.edu. That's naa.edu. You can go over there, take a look at what they have to offer. You'll learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech, and you'll learn about the great money you can make over there, the fantastic benefits you can have, and it's a lifelong certification. As long as you can do the job, you've got a job. It's that simple. Anywhere in the world, there are openings for aviation maintenance techs to keep the big airplanes flying around, little ones too, and even the helicopters. And get this, drones. Yep, drones. So there you go. Now, naa.edu is the website. Go over there, look it up, see what they have to offer. You'll see that they have two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., which is outside Boston, the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is on the other side of the bay. I'm here in Tampa on this side. They're in Clearwater on the other side. So call them, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one or even both of their facilities and see what they have to offer, and then pick the one you want to go to. And, of course, you'll be in like fun. Now, you can take the tour, and when you take the tour, you'll not only be able to meet with students, you'll be able to meet with faculty,
and you'll be able to talk to the money people, the people that will help you get a student loan if you are a civilian and don't have your VA benefits to walk back on to get you the education paid for by the military because you've earned it, part of your GI Bill. But they will help you with that, and then you can find out what you need to do. And in the meantime, tell them the captain sent you. 800-659-2080 on the number. 800-659-2080. NAA.edu on the website. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Well, Kyle, just when you thought you had things figured out, here comes Joe Biden again, reminding everybody about the Ukraine. And he's announced that he wants an additional $250 million aid package right away to the Ukraine from existing stocks that we have of beans, bullets, and ammunition.
Well, that's right, Captain. Again, the question, it begs the question, what about, for example, Maui, and of course now also of other relief efforts that would go on in Florida and Georgia and South Carolina, but why not, you know, why do this the way he's doing it? I mean, this is, again, off-putting to the American people to a great degree. Not that they don't support Ukraine, but give us a break.
Let me ask you this question in return for the question you just asked, and then I'll answer your question. Why in the hell is he going to Vietnam and not going to Maui?
Well, right. He had been to Maui before.
It doesn't matter. He didn't go with a checkbook. Well, he went and made promises, but they still haven't gotten anything that I know of in the way of substantial funds.
No, only this $95 million, right, for the power company.
Right.
And that's all well and good. But, again, we're talking about the people that have lost everything and there's other issues, and they still haven't found everybody.
Oh, wait. I'm wrong. It was $700 he was going to give the people to get back on their feet. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, it might as well be zero. I mean, it's actually an insult, and I hate to say it. I mean, all of our hearts go out to the people that were affected in the Maui fire, right? But it's almost an insult to say, well, here's your $700. Be well.
Well, here's what is bothering me a little bit about all of this. First of all, the weapons are being drawn from existing U.S. stockpiles of weapons. We know that, and he came out and said it, that's why we know it, we know that we have been running short of ammunition, right?
Right, exactly.
So what in the hell are we giving them our ammunition when we need to shoot at things too, by the way? Why are we giving them our ammunition?
That is a very, very good question. It's actually, I think some people could make a claim that it's derelict, right, in his duty.
There are other countries in the region. There are other countries in the region that can step up and make manufacture ammunition for the Ukraine, and it doesn't have to be all us.
And don't you think the president of the United States could get on the phone, right, or the video chat and get some people to start stepping up here, like you're talking about?
Yeah, but he might not want to be on a video chat. He might forget what he was saying.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but anyway, it is what it is. Okay, well, let me go back to the subject at hand. 3M has agreed to pay $6 billion to settle the earplug lawsuit. Now, a while back, the Minnesota company, 3M, made a bunch of defective earplugs that didn't really hold the noise out. And a number of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, a number of them, got ear troubles over that. So now, in order to settle the lawsuit and try to rectify some of the expenses of these guys and gals having ear trouble for the rest of their life, they've got $6 billion. Whoop-de-doo.
Right. Well, I mean, a person's hearing is so precious.
Work more than that.
But when you're in these kinds of environments where you're firing weapons and so forth, you're in very loud environments like that, and you think you have protection, well, that's really a terrible thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I wouldn't have let them off the hook that easy. That's just me. But what do I know? By the way, it's one of the largest mass torts in U.S. history. But in my opinion, when you go and ruin somebody's hearing for the rest of their life, it's just not enough.
No, exactly right. Yeah, there's no price on that.
Yep, and I probably made some people mad at me in Minnesota for saying it, but that's just my opinion.
Yep.
All right, well, the Navy evacuated a bunch of ships and aircraft based in Florida as Hurricane Idalia got closer, and they flew them out of harm's way. Also in Valdosta at Moody Air Force Base, they did the same thing, flew them out of harm's way. And, of course, the storm did come ashore, as we know, as a Category 3, did a lot of damage. There was quite a bit of flooding around these bases. Even here at MacDill, the low-lying areas around MacDill got a lot of water dumped on them.
Well, that's exactly right, and it's going to be, several more days, don't you think? And you were telling me, Captain, the heat might be coming back up. Maybe that helps a little bit with drying out. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be back in the middle 90s again today. Heat factor will be up over 100 in many areas, and that will help with drying out, but it's also going to make it miserable.
Indeed, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, the deadline is nearing for the recent combat vets to secure free VA health care. And we're talking about the guys and gals that have been over in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the provision is another benefit included in the PAC Act, which was signed into law a little bit earlier last summer.
That's right. And we've talked, I think, didn't we talk with Jimmy from Concerned Veterans of America?
Who we'll be talking with in about an hour. Mm-hmm.
That's right. We talked with him about the PACT Act before, but obviously, and I think there's some controversy, right, that it didn't really go far enough.
Now, I don't know about you, but every time Iran gets bored and they want to try to let people know that they still are relevant in some way, they do a video, right?
Sure.
Well, the Iranian speedboats decided to monitor a U.S. warship from a distance. And they released yesterday the footage of an exchange in the Persian Gulf. And Marines, of course, hit a drone refueling milestone. They've been using drones, and they've been refueling them out there with the big planes that we've got to keep them up in the air and keep them flying 24/7.
Wow. Yeah. Well, That's what they do. They love to make those videos, I guess.
Alrighty, I hear the music coming up. That means Chris Markowski's on deck. So, Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski, too, when we come back with more. Kathy, your turn, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All right. Thank you very much for tuning in, everybody. And this goes out to Rhett. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, and Acura, of course, is a dealership they've got over on North Ford Avenue here next to Moss Nissan. Now, they are the original home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military and all veterans and all first responders too, whether you're EMS, firefighters, or police, you get an opportunity to save some money. All you got to do is walk in there, show them your ID, and tell them the captain sent you. By the way, their website is Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And your Moss Acura certified pre-owned or new vehicle comes with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, let's start out. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, and then Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
I want to talk a little bit about the debt and our downgraded credit rating and what that may or may not mean. A lot of people don't understand it. I've been getting a lot of questions lately, and somebody wanted me to ask you. Now, Fitch, which is one of the big three credit rating services, recently downgraded the credit rating for the U.S. government. Now, the rating is still high. We're not a junk bond yet, but this is still a concern to many people. The media has continued to spin this as a response to Republican brinksmanship over the debt ceiling. Yet Fitch mentions, well, how high our debt is, and the Biden administration said the call was made based on outdated information. That's the key word here, outdated information. But the most recent information is even more damning, as the Congressional Budget Office once again has raised its prediction of our long-term debt outlook. And, of course, Biden's out there going, Bidenomics, Bidenomics, which are terrible.
Yeah, I don't think many people are buying into the Bidenomics thing. I really don't. You take a look at consumer confidence numbers. You take a look at people's overall feeling when it comes to the economy. And again, it's all items that we're spending money on every single day. You know, the gasoline situation, there's no end in sight. That's not going to get better. You got petroleum reserves that are way, way down. Price of oil is up to a level they can't even fill the strategic petroleum reserve.
Nope.
Which they shouldn't have emptied in the first place. You know, that was a mistake. And again, it was a stupid band-aid approach to something where you could have actually tried to fix the problem. And now we're, you know, behind the eight ball when it comes to that. And that's, you know, again, another cost that Americans have to bear. You keep demanding and asking stuff of the government. What do you expect? And I just said, Matt, you and I have had brutally honest conversations here on your program over mm-hmm. the past years about this, and you know, many people that claim that they're conservatives and Republicans out there clamoring for more, you know, COVID stimulus checks and whatnot. We're not a, we've become a bit of a welfare state. You know, there's this belief out there that it's not true. The Scandinavian countries get all upset about it when they're called socialists. They're not socialist countries up there. There's really not that many true socialist countries in the world. There's welfare states, and we are a welfare state. We continue to expand welfare. We continue to hand out more giveaways here and there. And again, it's costing us a small fortune. There is going to be a bit of a reckoning, something that I've talked about. You're going to have major cuts to Social Security coming within 10 years. That's happening. Whether you like it or not, you got the, you know, candidates don't want to even address that problem. You take a look at our long-term budget, projections and the fact that now we've got higher interest rates, that's going to cost you and I more in interest every single year. And, I did a podcast about it this week, and the podcast was Why I Will Never Retire. You know, I've got three kids. I'm a member of Generation, X. And, you know, it's almost like the duty of my generation to try to clean up the mess, from the past. I mean, we've been doing this for a long time. Now you go back to LBJ, Great Society programs, all of these handouts and giveaways put on steroids all the way through wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, COVID relief. You know, we got to pay the bill. And that's just the reality.
All right, Kyle, what do you think?
All right. Well, good morning, Chris.
Morning.
You know, it looks like the asset liability management risks are now becoming front and center as the federal government takes a look at these regional banks again, and it looks like they're going to want to demand some higher standards and some newer, tighter supervision. And a lot of this, of course, is tied to interest rates, because as interest rates go up, we understand that also affects the bank's ability with liquidity, these kinds of things. So what do you think is going to continue to happen with these regional banks?
It depends on the regional bank, and it depends on their loan portfolio and what's going to happen next. And a lot of this stuff is baked into the cake. People are aware of it. So it's not that you're dealing with like a black swan type of a situation. And, you know, we just saw what happened. You know, I guess they're going to, you know, the government likes to pick and choose winners and losers, and they decided to, you know, save Silicon Valley Bank, basically based upon who their customers were and trying to bail them out. But yeah, do I think we'll see some issues with some regionals? We will. There's been some calls for greater capital controls and boosting that. But I'm under the belief that, you know, the Fed, you know, is behind the eight ball. I think that political pressure probably coming into, you know, later this year into early next year, the lower interest rates is going to happen because it's, you know, of an election. And, you know, it'll be something that, you know, Biden will end up being able to tout on the trail. Oh, I got the Fed to lower interest rates and bring them down. So, you know, we're in a situation right now where, like I said, our government has to continue to borrow money, and they're having to borrow it at higher rates. It's a very, very difficult situation. It's difficult on the banks. And again, really hasn't done anything to really help inflation.
Well, turning to some of these stories, Chris, that we're hearing about right now with COVID, and of course there's a feeling out there, a growing feeling, that we could see not just masking but other kinds of COVID restrictions again. Hopefully not, but we're moving into an election year, so you never know. But our economy took such a hit, and it's still not recovered. can we even begin to take another one like we did before? I mean, wouldn't this just be madness?
I mean, listen, I mean, if people want to follow COVID restrictions, go ahead. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, if you're not pushing back after all the lies and the crap that have been shoved down our throats from the beginning. And listen, I'm honest here, people. You know, and I've said this before. People upset with me because of my stance on certain candidates, and in particular, Donald Trump, when it comes to COVID. And, you know, I've got three kids. And my kids lost, they lost a year and a half of their life, in essence, because of school and what they weren't able to participate in. All for nothing, okay? All for nothing. 15 days to stop the spread was the biggest bunch of bull excrement in my entire life. This Operation Warp Speed, you know, then getting out this vaccine that wasn't a vaccine, that didn't work, that put me in the hospital with pulmonary embolisms. I don't trust the government as far as I could throw it, okay? And again, you got to listen to this nonsense with masks and all this other crap. If you want to, fine, okay? But we've been lied to from the beginning with this entire thing, again and again and again. And now Biden's counting them, just another magical vaccine's coming down the pike. Listen, you want to stick yourself in the arm, have at it. But I'm not doing it.
Hey, Chris, there's a group of scientists, 1,600 of them, have agreed that there is no climate emergency. That's just for openers. I could go on.
Well, I've been saying that from the get-go. It's patently absurd. Not to mention the fact, you know, that they're calling a climate emergency. You know, even if there was, we're not dealing with it properly. You know, oh, I got a great idea. Let's put these massive EV SUVs on the road, which, again, if you break down, you know, how environmentally friendly they are, they're not, based upon the materials that are involved and how they're manufactured and the size of the batteries. Yeah, I was reading an interesting story today about how China right now is leading the world when it comes to nuclear power plants. That's what we need to do.
Right.
Okay? All right. If you believe in it all you want. Okay, fine. I don't care. Just handle the problem. If you think that that's the problem, then you know what? Nuclear power plants will solve the problem.
Yep. Hold that thought. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day and stay low.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And Kyle Warren and I will be right back after the top of the hour with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Of course, he's the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.